Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is Andrew Luck playing possum with us again, or is Andrew Luck dying? We'll get into that in 20 minutes. But right now we are live at Texans training camp. Landry Locker, John Lopez reacting to the bomb that the legend, the Hall of Famer, the one and only John McClain dropped earlier this morning with Payne and Pendergast.
I mean, they didn't pay him what he wanted, but a lot of players don't get what they want. And Clowney's such a easygoing guy. I can't imagine anything's happened that all of a sudden he's telling him, I'll never sign here. I don't think he'll ever sign here. I think at best he'd be franchised 2 years in a row, but I think he's going to be traded.
Well, I mean, that's not what we thought yesterday. We thought that it was just rumors. We anticipated for the majority of the offseason, John Lopez, that Clowney was going to be a Texan, and now all of a sudden, John McClain, who doesn't pull stuff out of his butt,
right,
is saying that he would be surprised if Clowney wasn't traded. Your immediate thoughts to what you heard when the general joined Payne and Pendergast this morning?
Well, I mean, the wheels are in motion. I mean, they're working on a trade with Jadeveon Clowney. I've got a bunch of concerns about that. Number one being it's a buyer's market, and whomever it is, whichever team it is that wants to get with the Texans on that deal is going to have a lot of leverage, because apparently, you know, John McClain has been saying, let's go back even just 1 month. We brought it up with him, and he flat out said, not going to happen. Okay? Not going to happen.
That's what happens every once in a while.
Not
the famous
gonna
John
happen.
The famous John McClain, not going to happen. Then all these things start happening, and, you know, I thought the silence was deafening when all these rumors and then reports about Clowney being traded to Miami were out. Not a single John McClain, not a single Adam Schefter, not a single Jason Luckenfor said, no, nothing to see here, as they would be, you know, very quick to do otherwise. So I thought that was very telling that they were quiet on that. Then he comes in with us yesterday, John McClain, and says, well, yeah, they talked, you know, in essence, but, quote, no idea. He said he had no idea if they were going to trade Jadeveon Clowney. And then we listened this morning to Sean and all of a sudden, Sean and Seth, and all of a sudden they're going to trade him. He's not going to sign with the Texans. That tells me one thing. They are going to trade Jadeveon Clowney, probably 75% chance now.
Okay. I mean, you said it, not me. I don't know. I just don't see how it's possible. My thing is
this. Just follow the timeline here.
No, I got you. I mean, yeah. I'm 100% with you. It just seems like it's a difficult task right now for them, and they don't really have the leverage. So, and it seems like the ball's really in his court. My thing is this, John, is, you know, it's one thing for the reports to be out from Peter King about Clowney's work ethic and being a worker bee and all that kind of stuff. That might help you when you're negotiating with him, because then you can franchise tag him. But when that stuff's out there now, it kind of makes it more difficult for you to trade the guy.
Right.
You know
what
I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. The wheels are in motion, and they don't have the leverage.
Like, I was talking to someone who is an NFL guy that covers the team, and you know, he said that, you know, he heard that Flores did inquire about Clowney, but that they're trying to run like a Patriots-style boot camp in Miami, so it just might not be the best fit. It might not be a work. So all these reports and stuff, they make it more and more difficult if you are going to trade Clowney, or if he is going to be traded, like John McClain said.
I mean, if they get the hammer put to them and they trade the number one overall pick, who's a very productive player, set aside the sack numbers and the worker bee stuff, which, by the way, isn't that more believable now? Remember they were denying all that stuff, the whole worker bee thing. Isn't that more believable now in the wake of this?
Did you ever not believe it?
No, I didn't. I'm saying, but a lot of people said it was not true. Okay, set aside all that. I mean, if they get like a second and a fifth for Clowney, I mean, I don't know. We're going to have Sean Pendergast join us in about 2 or 3 minutes, and I'll be interested to see what he, you know, he's real good at this stuff. But I think the leverage is not the Texans, and I think somebody's going to put the hammer to him, and they're in a position where they might have to make that deal.
And do you get a new left tackle? Because that's something that McClain threw out there. Just tell me who. Yeah. Like, sign me up for a new left tackle, because Landry Locker, John Lopez, we're live at Texans camp. They're practicing against the Lions. I mean, Matt Khalil today, play one of 11 on 11. He started out with a Michael Jackson tribute, did the moonwalk all the way back to Deshaun Watson. Then you had a play where he got a holding penalty and allowed a sack. Then he got a false start, and Bill O'Brien started cussing and calling a timeout. This was a big few days for Matt Khalil. I mean, I don't know what you're going to tell me, but at this point, I think of all the possible scenarios of a left tackle, trading for one that's established is the ideal scenario.
Oh, that's ideal.
Whether it's Trent Williams or whether it's whoever you would trade Clowney for, if you can pull that off, that would be great. Scenario number two is anybody but Khalil, and the biggest nightmare for me right now is Matt Khalil. I'm scared. I want him to figure it out, but I'm just really, really worried about Matt Khalil. Let's talk to Sean Pendergast. Sean Pendergast joins the show. What were your reactions when you heard what McClain said this morning?
None of this makes sense to me. None of this makes sense to me. That they're exploring trade possibilities with Jadeveon Clowney to upgrade left tackle, unless it is Trent Williams. That's the only name that could potentially be available. Where I go, okay, well, that makes sense. You're getting a guy who's been a multi-time Pro Bowler left tackle, and you're trading Clowney, and you hate to trade Clowney, but you clearly upgrade the position. Now, let's be very clear. There are numerous left tackles or tackles of any ilk that would be an upgrade over Matt Khalil, but are they a big enough upgrade over Matt Khalil to where you're going to downgrade your defense to the extent that you do in 2019 to trade Clowney? It makes no sense, and I still think that – to me, I would still make the favorite being that Clowney is going to be a Texan come week one. I don't know if he'll be with
the
team.
I'm fine with that.
I don't know if he'll be with the team. You know, if he really decides to dig in and say, okay, well, I'm withholding my services, then that's something else. I just don't think he's going to be traded between now and week one because, one, I'd like to think that the Texans look at the deals that they're going to get offered for him. I'm like, okay, there's no way we can do this.
Right.
There will be a mutiny with the fan base. And number two, Clowney – people are not talking enough about how much control Clowney has in this situation.
Yes.
Clowney hasn't signed his franchise tender. He's got total control over where he goes.
Yep.
So I don't think it's nearly the lock that John does that Clowney's going to be moved.
But they're actively trading.
They're actively shopping him.
Yeah.
That'll be the interesting part if he does decide to come back. If they're not able to move him and he does decide to come back, is what's the temperature between Clowney and the team?
I think that's already been established.
Yeah.
I think just all this stuff that's already been happening has set that temperature, and it's pretty hot. You know, it's not cool. Well, let me ask you this. I mentioned it right before you came on. If they get a second and a fifth, what are you thinking?
For Clowney?
Yeah.
In 2020? I'm thinking I go look at the second round, fifth round, who cares?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking second round, you know, they drafted Max Sharping and Lonnie Johnson in the second round this year, right? So, I mean, those picks all sound nice until you start attaching names to them.
Right.
And so they picked Charles Omenihu in the fifth round this year and just pick either one of the – I'll take Sharping because I think he's probably the better of those two guys right now. So you telling me if you trade Clowney for Max Sharping and Charles Omenihu that that's a good deal?
Right.
Hell no, it's not. So that's a dump. You know what I mean?
That's a dump. You're right.
Anything that doesn't include a first-round pick – in terms of draft equity, or a good player coming back in return.
Now that's the dream is the tackle, and the ultimate dream is Trent Williams, but I think that would be just a straight up, right?
I think that's the only scenario where people come away still feeling like at least slightly okay with how this front office is structured right now. Is if they come away with Trent Williams. Anything else, you're getting worse in 2019.
Yep.
So. My thing is this, though. Like, of all the scenarios, and you talked about, I think if Clowney is a Texan, he's going to be here. Because my reasoning for that is he already has a reputation that is something, fair or not, that is out there. So if Jadeveon Clowney, along with this reputation, becomes a guy who has a reputation for just sitting out games and not showing up and stuff, that just adds to it. I'm not saying he's not going to get paid, J-Lo.
Right.
But it does add to his reputation, and I feel like that's probably something that wouldn't be in his best interest. And also, game checks are game checks, let's be honest.
I think that's the bigger thing. I don't think he's worried about what type of impression he's making on the 31 other teams.
Mm-hmm.
People forget when guys make impressions like this that it's not – the other 31 teams don't have to vote on whether they not like Jadeveon Clowney or not. And if it's 16-15, that means he's going to get paid. It takes one team to want Jadeveon Clowney. That's it. And if there's two teams that want him, then it gets really nice if you're Jadeveon Clowney. So I don't think him sitting out games is going to affect his value at all around the league. I do think that him sitting out games, by definition, is going to affect his wallet. And that's why I think he ends up playing. I think he'll – He will be playing football in week one.
Right.
If I had to bet, does he hold out or is he playing football? I would bet he's playing football, and I would bet if he's playing football, he's playing football for the Houston Texans.
And let's just be honest. If you're going to be able to trade for a left tackle and use Clowney as a piece for it, you can still trade for a left tackle without doing that. Now, you might have to give up more draft capital than you'd like, but if it's a possibility that you are going to trade Clowney for a left tackle or something like that, it's the possibility that you can do it even without. And you might not, you might fall in love with your draft picks, but all you really got to do, and I don't want to pile on the guy, but all you really got to do is just post up where we're at, and you just got to watch number 75 play, honestly.
Yeah, I think, you know, and I think the better scenario, this is what I would, my dream scenario is this, that Clowney comes in, plays, has a great year, that they trade for Trent Williams, and if ultimately they have to give up a first, but maybe they can do it with a second, then trade for Trent Williams. I don't want to trade multiple, like a gaggle of picks, but one of those, if you got to settle and trade a first, then whatever, but you get a left tackle, now you've settled your offensive line down. And then in the offseason, you recoup some of that draft capital by finding a trade partner for Clowney. That's my dream scenario.
I love your dream scenario.
Thank you.
Sean Pendergast, you hear him.
I love you guys.
Payne and Pendergast in the morning at 6 o'clock all the way up till 10.
They had, yeah, baby.
Yeah, back to 6 to 10 grind, baby. You know, we missed you those 2 hours, but I know Vandy and JH were holding it down.
Yeah.
Saturday, we're going to be right across the street at NRG. We're going to be watching the Houston Texans take on these Detroit Lions. It's going to be the home opener for the Houston Texans in 2019. We're going to be in one of the best suites in the building. We're going to have drinks. We're going to have food. All of us are going to be there. Lisa Ann's going to be there as well. And we want you to be there with us. It's the Sports Radio 610 Takeover live at NRG on Saturday night. Be listening at 12:45 for the cue to call, and you can join us. And we're going to give you 5 opportunities throughout the week for that to happen. So keep it locked right here on Sports Radio 610, and you can be hanging out with us, living that sweet life. The possibility of Clowney not being on the field for the Texans in week one, it's definitely a thing. But there's also a possibility that Andrew Luck won't be on the field for the Colts. Is he playing possum again? Or are the Colts going to be without Andrew Luck in week one? We'll get into that next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.